This is Jay Sekulow, breaking news. Talk about interference with the election. How about the Department of Justice, days before the election, stopping a terror investigation because it would hurt Hillary Clinton?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New calls for an investigation after an alleged Iraqi insurgent got into the U.S. as a refugee. The false ID. He was on the radar of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and now some reports say he's gone missing.
Earlier this week, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee asked the Attorney General to explain how a suspected Iraqi surgeon got into the U.S. despite being vetted as a refugee and lying who he was. Republican Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, wrote to the Attorney General, according to Johnson's letter, and I'm quoting, "This individual allegedly fought against American troops as an insurgent in Iraq and at some point entered the country as a refugee under a false alias."
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Hawaii has become the first state to file a lawsuit against President Trump's revised travel ban. Attorneys for the state are asking a federal judge to issue a temporary restraining order blocking the new executive order.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We've got some breaking news here. This came out last night, but it's something we've been concerned with. But I want to give it to you so you understand exactly what we're dealing with here. Federal lawmakers, Senator Ron Johnson is actually leading this investigation. And that is an investigation, the possibility that senior Department of Justice officials interfered with a terrorism probe that was underway by the Joint Terrorism Task Force right before the election about an Iraqi national that came into the United States through the refugee program, but it was determined that this particular individual had actually been an insurgent against the United States forces in Iraq. Now, Jordan will get in a moment. That means he could be Al-Qaeda, could be Hezbollah. But the Department of Justice, and this is what is being investigated right now, apparently decided to not pursue, although they had the individual located in San Antonio, Texas, because of concerns that it would hurt Hillary Clinton's election, because this was literally 1 week before the election came. So everybody's talking about the Russia probe and is there hacking in Russia and did they impact the election? Well, how about this? Federal lawmakers are investigating the possibility that senior Department of Justice officials interfered in a terrorism probe involving a so-called refugee prior to the November election in an effort to deny campaign momentum to Donald Trump, especially on the issue of terrorism and national security. So the fact is, and I think we have to be clear here, this is in the investigative stage right now, but this shows you the nature of what the DOJ was going after here. And I think this is also problematic when you have the individual identified and then the DOJ pulling off the investigation, which has got a lot of law enforcement, by the way, very, very concerned.
Well, I tell you, man, it's troubling to the point of disgusting that the Obama administration and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch would pressure the Georgia. Tell the Joint Terrorism Task Force not to pursue an individual we know was an armed right. insurgent. He was either linked to one of two groups back in the insurgent time in Iraq. This was back during the Bush years. He was either linked to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and guess what that became? It was led by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and it became the Islamic State. Or he was a Shia-backed group. I think it's more likely he was part of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were much more active in attacks on U.S. troops. So either way, he's either linked to ISIS or Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or linked to the Iranian terror groups they support like Hezbollah, and all for politics because they don't want to admit, just like we know now, that out of 1,000 counterterrorism investigations in the entire country, 300 of the people being investigated are refugees. But this guy, he's off the radar now.
Yeah, they can't find him. Dan, really quickly here, you've been able to confirm with a couple of sources on Capitol Hill. We'll get more into that in a moment. But let the audience know about this really quickly here before the break.
Multiple sources on the Hill, Jay, confirmed the basic outline here that the Joint Terrorism Task Force wanted to prosecute this individual. They were stopped, Jay, by Washington, D.C.
Maine Justice stopping an investigation. We're going to take your calls and comments. When we come back, Logan, let's get everybody engaged in the conversation.
That's right. We know you got your voice on this one. 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110 to call in. You can always put your comments in at Facebook or Periscope. If you're watching live, that's at Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. Find us right there. I'll be right back.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. This dramatically endangers our national security and has led to dangerous classified leaks. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We're filing legal demands of the bureaucracy to, number one, expose the actions of the corrupt Obama administration, two, stop the soft coup and the rampant leak of classified information, and three, protect our national security. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone, taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me bring you up to speed. There has been a lawsuit filed against President Trump's new immigration order. By the way, the ACLJ, we are going to be filing in that case, as you can imagine. Mostly, they're, again, raising that this is a Muslim ban, and therefore it's a violation of the Establishment Clause. I think this is without any merit whatsoever. And I will tell you, we are preparing our briefs right now. We'll have those filed next week. But let me say also what's going on right now. And I want to get Than Bennett in this conversation early. A report came out last night, and you need to understand what's going on here. Federal lawmakers, this is led by Senator Johnson from Wisconsin, in a letter to the Department of Justice, that letter's not yet been released. But that letter said that they want an investigation of the possibility that senior Department of Justice officials interfered in a terrorism probe involving a refugee or a person that claimed to be a refugee just prior to the November election in an effort to deny campaign momentum to President Trump. He was, of course, then the Republican nominee. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee has launched a formal inquiry into the San Antonio case in which a terror suspect, pending arrest, that arrest was spiked by the DOJ just over a week before the election. And, of course, the president, then president-elect, was running on a very tough, not only law and order, but tough on immigration. And then we'll go to Jordan, then I want to go to Tham with something.
This was a slam dunk case to put away a terrorist because he had committed visa fraud. They didn't have to go to the next level of even proving his, because there were reports that he was the insurgent and militaries identified that he was an insurgent attacking Americans, but they could have made it, put him away for many years just on the fraud. They could have, of course, gone to court to also prove the insurgency. But this guy was going to jail. The question was just how long.
Exactly.
Or if he was going to be deported because of visa fraud.
All right. So here's what I want to encourage you to do right now, and that is get involved in this conversation at 800-684-3110. Logan, let's get some comments ready and a phone call ready, but I want to go to Than. All right, Than, let's talk process here. I think it's important for people to understand what we're going to do, what is going to happen here, and how this moves forward. Now, I'm looking at the FOIA request angles here. It's an ongoing investigation, but boy, it's very tempting to file a Freedom of Information Act request on, by the way, this was the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch. I want to make sure it's clear. It's not the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions, although these people may well still be there. But what have we found out, and what is the process of what goes forward here?
Well, that might be necessary at some point, Jay. I talked to a number of Hill sources today, and to say that they are alarmed would be an understatement. I did talk directly to the Homeland Security Committee, Chairman Johnson's staff. They are not releasing that letter, Jay. They're working behind the scenes right now with the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to actually relook at this case and to potentially prosecute it. So that's why they're not talking about it publicly. But I can tell you, several people who have seen this letter and who are directly involved confirm the basic outline here. So I think behind the scenes, you're going to see the chairman and the attorney general look to prosecute. But, Jay, I think there might be an outside angle here because it's pretty clear to me. I'll just say it from my perspective. I think politics overrode national security in this case.
Well, the Joint Terrorism Task Force and local law enforcement, by the way, were both involved in this, and they said they met resistance from officials within the National Security Division Counterterrorism Section in Washington, D.C. Well, let's go ahead and look that up, the National Security Division Counterterrorism Section, and find out which agency it exactly resides in. The Attorney General has spoken out on this, by the way, on this problem of these refugees coming in. Again, this was another one of these situations where it was reportedly a refugee that was coming in, but again, with sinister motives. Take a listen.
We also know that many people seeking to support or commit terrorist acts will try to enter through our refugee program. In fact, today more than 300 people, according to the FBI, who came here as refugees under an FBI investigation today for potential terrorism-related activities.
And our friends at Fox News are reporting that the Joint Terrorism Task Force has confirmed through the U.S. Special Forces that they encountered this suspect during operations that he had participated in attacks against American troops as an insurgent in Iraq. So there you have it. You talk about campaign interference? That's campaign interference. What kind of comments are we getting? We'll take a phone call here.
A lot of people saying they're not really surprised by this news.
They should be shocked. They should be outraged, though.
Yeah, this is a question that said, will anyone be prosecuted for putting Americans in jeopardy? How does this work?
So
that's from Terry.
What you have to happen right now is we need an investigation. Well, first of all, it needs to be twofold. Number one, it's a good question. You got to find this guy. So this guy's at large right now. The statement is the suspect, an Iraqi man who entered the United States under a false name, is now at large. His real name has not been released. That doesn't mean law enforcement, by the way, doesn't have it. They probably do. So that's number one here. Number two, and I think equally important, is the probe of the Department of Justice and the agency involved here to determine who did what and when. Now, I'm looking at the possibility, I'll discuss it with our team later today, of getting off one of our Freedom of Information Act requests, which, by the way, let me tell you something when we do these, the kind of information we get. Remember that situation with Iran, to just digress for a moment? Well, this was a document we got through our FOIA request when James Rosen had the evidence that there was, in fact, an edit in a tape that showed really that the Iran negotiations were going on during Ahmadinejad's time. I'm holding in my hand the actual document from the United States State Department pursuant to our FOIA request, our litigation there. Let me just read you one heading. Evidence of purposeful editing. A technician from the recalled having received a request to edit the video over the phone from a female caller from elsewhere in the agency. The technician did not recall the identity of the caller, and the department hasn't been able to determine who that person is. By the way, we are drilling down on that one. And then the technician did not recall a reason being given for the edit, but did believe that the requester had mentioned in the course of a call a Fox News reporter and Iran. There's for our friends on Facebook and Periscope, there it is. This is why we file these Freedom of Information Act requests. And that's on the Iran situation. Went to court on that. Obviously very successful in getting that information. Now we have this.
We'll look at the point. Concern there, and yep. I pointed out last night to everybody, many of those officials, not the top spokespeople, but many of those officials in that public affairs office, the video editing team, they're the same people there. That's part of that deep state, part of the shadow government.
Yep.
They are still there because in this report, they go back and forth on there is wrongdoing. There was intentional deletion. Then, but we don't have enough evidence that it was wrong and bad.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. These are the bureaucrats. They keep their jobs. They're still there, and that's who Rex Tillerson's having to deal with.
All right, so the counterterrorism section is responsible for the design, implementation, and support of law enforcement efforts, legislative initiatives, policies, and strategies relating to combating international and domestic terrorism. The section seeks to assist through investigation and prosecution in preventing, this is important for everybody to understand here, and disrupting acts of terrorism anywhere in the world that impact on significant United States interests and persons. So that agency interfering with this is really significant. And again, We don't have all of the facts yet, but we've now got the inkling. We've got the information. And Than, again, it's very important for Than to say this so you understand the credibility we're coming from on this. It's very serious, folks. Than, you've talked to multiple sources now in Washington on this.
This is very legitimate, Jay. There are a lot of cases involving refugees and terrorism where we cannot get our hands on the intel. Jay, I cannot say this directly enough. The United States had the information on this potential terrorist, and they chose not to do anything about it. Not only did they have it, Jay,
Joint Terrorism
Task Force had decided that they needed to prosecute, and Maine DOJ stopped them.
That when we get into it, when we talk to Andy Economo on this, you're going to find out how really unprecedented that is. All right, Logan, let's go ahead and grab a phone call.
All right, let's go to Rich on line two.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am really disturbed by this whole thing.
Yep.
And the magnitude of this is so vast that there's nothing in the media about this. There's got to be something else going on more than just incompetence.
I will say this. Our friends at Fox News broke this yesterday. It wasn't getting a lot of attention. But since we deal with this every day, we're giving it the attention. I'm going to see about probing deeper into this. Obviously, Thanen's, where our government affairs office is working with talking with Senator Johnson's office and others. And we're going to get information here. But the fact is, and I think we have to understand what Jordan said is absolutely correct. These are deep-seated individuals inside the government that are still there. It's right now, like this department, the agency that's involved in this counterterrorism situation, is controlled right now by an acting assistant attorney general. That's the problem.
All of these issues, whether we're talking about our FOIA State Department, whether you're talking about most of the Department of Justice right now, are acting, and that means they likely either came from the Obama administration or they are bureaucrats. And when you look at bureaucrats, political donations, it's all available at Open Secrets. You can see ours. You can see everybody else's. Put in their names. Guess what? About 98, I think, percent of those who do donate to Democrats. So they are opposed to the Trump agenda, and they've gotten emboldened to do everything possible because they're being prodded along by their former bosses that they agreed with, like Eric Holder, like President Obama, and his deputies, to stand in the way of the Trump administration reforms. But it is absolutely disgusting that they would stop a terror arrest because it was linked to refugee programs before the November election, just before the November election, purely because of politics. And now we have this guy on the loose in America.
Yeah, let me reiterate
that
Senator Johnson and Attorney General Sessions are definitely working on this case now. They're just involved. Remember, this was under Loretta Lynch. I want to be very clear on that. All right, Logan, we'll take more calls and comments when we come back.
Right, 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are jammed right now, but they'll open up. You can also find us online broadcasting right now on Facebook and Periscope. You get to watch us, talk to us, as well as on ACLJ.org. You can find us there.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. This dramatically endangers our national security and has led to dangerous classified leaks. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We're filing legal demands of the bureaucracy to, number one, expose the actions of the corrupt Obama administration, two, stop the soft coup and the rampant leak of classified information, and three, protect our national security. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we've got Senator Johnson from Wisconsin sending a letter, lengthy letter, six pages, to the DOJ with an allegation that it is quite possible that senior Department of Justice officials interfered in a terrorism probe involving a refugee just prior to the November election in an effort to deny momentum to then-candidate Donald Trump. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee has launched a formal inquiry into the San Antonio, Texas case. A terrorist suspect had a pending arrest, was allegedly spiked just over a week before the election. And it was resistance coming from the National Security Division counterterrorism section, which is the Department of Justice, which right now is under an acting, which means probably an Obama loyalist. Then you have the suspect, an Iraqi man, who had entered the United States under a false name, which, by the way, is a crime right there, so he could have been arrested. You didn't have to prove the terrorism charge yet. You could have added that, but just for the false name, is now at large. Fox News learned that the Joint Terrorism Task Force confirmed through the U.S. Special Forces, you ready for this, folks, that this individual was encountered in Iraq during operations, that he had participated in attacks against American troops as an insurgent. He came into the United States fraudulently as a refugee, which is exactly why we have to have this pause in place. But Jordan, this guy's either Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which became, as you said, ISIS, or he's Hezbollah.
Yeah,
Iran.
There were only two different really main insurgent groups in Iraq at the time that our U.S. troops were engaged in armed conflict, and that's when we believe this was occurring. Obviously, all this is just being investigated by Congress now. One of the groups was Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda in Iraq was part of the larger Al-Qaeda branch, but when they started to disagree with Al-Qaeda in the sense of they wanted to govern territory, guess who the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq is? Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Remember him? He is the still-on-the-run leader of the Islamic State, and this comes at a time when more U.S. troops, Marines,
yep,
are now being placed near Raqqa.
Yep.
So it looks like ground assaults are possible with U.S. troops. So good. This guy was either linked to what became ISIS, or he was linked to an Iranian-backed Shia terror group. We just don't know that yet. I would assume it's likely the Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were much more active. Uses a fake name to come to America as a refugee. And we got states like Hawaii, and their attorney general telling us, we don't need stronger vetting when it comes to refugees.
Here. All right, I want to play for you our friend, Logan. Let's get ready with a phone call here. William Lajeunesse from Fox broke this yesterday. And listen, this is based on his reporting. Then we're going to go through the technicality of what we're going to do here. But listen to what Fox News reporter William Lajeunesse said. Very important.
Now, to get a positive ID, the JTTF tracked down a special forces operator who captured the Iraqi, who at one point boasted of killing U.S. troops. Yet he applied for and later received refugee status under this false name.
So let me see that tell you again. Now, to get a positive ID, the Joint Terrorism Task Force tracked down a special forces operator who captured this guy, who at one point boasted of killing U.S. troops. Yet he applied for and later received refugee status under this false name. Fan, quickly, and then we're going to grab a call, Logan. What is the process of what's going to happen right now? And then I'm going to look at our angles on how we can possibly proceed on this.
Well, the process right now is for the Committee on Homeland Security to try to find out who shut down this investigation. Because, again, Jay, those facts that you just laid out, the people doing that investigation, the task force and the U.S. Attorney General, their recommendation was to prosecute, and DOJ and D.C. shut them down.
I am going to ask our senior counsel, Andy Economo, this question when he's in with us later in the broadcast. But I'm asking, I know our team monitors our radio broadcast. I'm going to ask Ben Sisney and our team that does the FOIA work. Let's figure out if there's an angle here to find out who did what. I don't want to interfere with the investigation, obviously, but I sure would like to know who did what. Let's go ahead and get a comment or a call, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to Andy, who's calling in Indiana on line one. Andy, thanks for holding.
Hi, Andy.
How you doing, Jay?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, my comment was, when are we going to get just back in our justice system and get this mess cleaned up and call it for what it is? This is treason in the highest order.
First of all, treason. It's unconscionable what they did. But I want to be clear on who's doing this. Was under Loretta Lynch. So please understand that
a week before the election.
A week before the election. So this is not Jeff Sessions, who was not even the nominee yet as Attorney General. We didn't even know who the president was going to be. But Jordan's going to give you a pretty sobering comment here. And this is where we've got to get to work, folks. This is not getting fixed in an hour.
One, under our FOIA request, I think that with this new Department of Justice, though it's still a lot of bureaucrats, if it gets to, you know, up to the people who are around General Sessions, we could probably help that. He can decide whether or not to release more information as well, unless there are, of course, national security concerns. There are here in this case, by the way. We don't want to interfere with Congressman Senator Johnson, who is doing the right thing by fully probing the Obama administration. I'm sure we'll be calling people like Loretta Lynch to testify, and if she won't show up, subpoena them to testify.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see her take the fifth on letting a terrorist out a week before a presidential election.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
That's a lot more interesting than Russians putting up fake news stories on Facebook, I think. Number two, we see a report actually in the news that Attorney General Sessions, known him as Senator for such a long time, that Attorney General Sessions is considering using outside legal groups to investigate the Obama problems inside the DOJ.
Yes.
Why is he doing that? Exactly what we said. He cannot trust his own bureaucrats.
Exactly right.
I've been saying, how long have I said that about the DOJ since I interned there as a college student? You do not trust the bureaucrats. They're not going to investigate themselves.
Right.
So that's pretty unprecedented that he would have outside legal organizations and law firms and attorneys to investigate wrongdoing at the Department of Justice. Number three, how long will it take to reform the Department of Justice fully? I think at least a year. It's not fair to judge a month from now and 2 months from now if there's issues continue to arise. You've got to give them time to get this bureaucracy under control.
Let me tell you what has to happen here. So you've got, on one hand, Senator Johnson's going to move forward asking DOJ to investigate. On another angle, and I'm looking at this, I'm literally texting our staff while we're on radio here, and Ben Sisney just responded back, our senior counsel, that he is on it. We're looking at the angles from a FOIA request to not to interfere. I want to be very clear. We want to interfere with the investigation. I'm glad an investigation is going to take place. What we want to know is who ordered this. That's what we want to find out. Where did this come from? And then I think that's also one of the roots of Senator Johnson's request. But we have to be clear here with coming up on a break here. But we've got to be clear that national security was compromised because of this.
Well, the primary focus of the elected officials, Jay, and the appointed officials is going to be to address the threat. But look, the people who met this request with resistance, like Jordan said, they're probably still there. So that's the half of this that potentially our FOIA can be helpful on.
All right. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're here for another 30 minutes. We've got a lot of calls. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So we're going to encourage you to stay engaged. Logan's going to let you know right now. Don't forget, ACLJ.org is our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. We've got a lot more to cover on this, including process here.
Right, a full extra half hour comes up. If your local station doesn't carry it, which if you're listening on SiriusXM or a number of the stations, they do. But if they don't, you can also find us, even if you want to spice it up, change it up, Facebook.com/JSeculo, ACLJ.org. You get to see us, talk to us during the breaks. The show never ends, never goes to break on social media or on ACLJ.org. So it's a great way to do it. You can get in there and talk to us, see exclusive web videos. But if you do lose us here, join us later on, archived on the ACLJ app or the JSeculo podcast on iTunes.
All right, don't forget, folks, we are starting week two here of our matching challenge campaign for March. Here's what it means. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, any amount, we get a matching gift for. Simple to do. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org for our matching challenge campaign. We've already got our team working on this one. We're glad to be able to bring it to you. We're going to be back with a lot more on this in just a moment.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Senator Johnson has sent in a request to the Department of Justice to investigate the possibility that senior DOJ officials interfered in a terrorism probe involving a refugee just prior to the November election in an effort to deny campaign momentum to then-Republican nominee for President Donald Trump. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee has launched a formal inquiry into a San Antonio, Texas case in which a terror suspect's pending arrest, so they had him and they were about to arrest him, was spiked over a week, just about a week before the election. Now, the National Security Division's counterterrorism section in Washington, D.C. is the department that, within DOJ, that did this. This was, again, under Loretta Lynch. Will Haynes pulled up for us, the acting assistant attorney general for national security. You know when she was put in office? On October 16th, 2016, 3 weeks before the election for president, they spike this investigation. This was a bad guy. He was an Iraqi insurgent, which means, as Jordan said, either Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, who had bragged about attacking U.S. soldiers and was captured in Iraq by U.S. soldiers.
And we just found out where she came from, Mary B. McCord, and I think she's still there. This is someone probably that, yes, she is still there in charge of this division.
Unreal.
So this is probably why Jeff Sessions is saying bring in outside counsel to investigate his own Department of Justice.
You got to clean this out.
Which, by the way, we would fully endorse. I think that would be one of the greatest moves ever. But here's where she came from. Not inside the DOJ, but she was a U.S. attorney, so appointed by Obama.
Yeah.
Longer than that. She was a U.S. attorney in D.C., criminal division chief, not terror.
Right.
So I think they bring her in to be just the, we'll tell you what to do for a month.
Yeah. I mean, clearly. Why would you do it a month before?
A month before, you take these jobs hoping that
you'll be able to stay.
For a long time.
All right. So let's do this. Let's grab a call. Can we do that, Logan? Let's do that, and then we'll get right back to it here.
Yeah, let's go to Ann, who's calling on line 3. And you're on the air.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. I just have a couple of comments and questions.
Yep.
One, this sounds much worse to me than a soft coup. And
well, it's part of the same thing, but go ahead.
How can we remove these bureaucrats?
Okay, so you got to get them out. So you got to find out who they are. And that's what we do in these FOIA requests. Look, this is how we found out with that Iran situation that our government was actually negotiating with Ahmadinejad. And that that Fox News edit that was that our friend James Rosen, our reporter, great senior correspondent, senior reporter for Fox News, been on this broadcast many times, uncovered that they edited a video to really hide the date. And we then filed a FOIA request, which determined, guess what? It was intentional, even though they said it wasn't. It was deliberate and intentional. So you got to dig deep into this stuff. And, Than, this process is just now starting in Washington. I think it's important for you to bring everybody up to speed. This has just happened, folks, in the last 24 hours. So let's bring everybody up to speed on this, Than, exactly where we are in Washington on it.
The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Jay, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, he has this information that the Joint Terrorism Task Force and, Jay, the U.S. attorney in Texas wanted to prosecute this individual. And the D.C. officials inside the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch blocked it. So what he has done is he has sent a letter to the new attorney general asking him to get to the bottom of who exactly blocked that investigation. So they're proceeding behind the scenes. Jay, I think our push from the outside is exactly what you've said through FOIA, but I think it's also this. If you're going to root out these people, you have to have your people in. So I think the ask on that front is twofold. To the United States Senate, confirm the rest of the DOJ officials, and to President Trump, go ahead and appoint the ones that don't need confirmation. Don't leave those positions empty. Let's fill those so we can address national security concerns.
Folks, and we're looking at the angles on this. So, hey, stay with us. We got a lot more. We're going to bring in senior counsel for the ACLJ, Andy Economo. He was a U.S. attorney and said this is unprecedented. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We got a lot more ahead on this. Tell your friends. Call them up. Tell them listen to this radio broadcast or watch us on Facebook and Periscope. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in a moment. Logan, a lot of ways for people to engage right now. Yeah, get the comments in.
Yeah, phone lines are certainly jammed. But remember, if you put a comment in, someone on our team reads it. Many of them make it to us. I'm looking at them right now. So it just depends on the situation, how many make it on air. But your voice is always heard. So make sure you do that right now. Facebook.com/JaySekulo and share it. Coming up, an exclusive web video for those watching online.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. This dramatically endangers our national security and has led to dangerous classified leaks. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We're filing legal demands of the bureaucracy to, number one, expose the actions of the corrupt Obama administration, two, stop the soft coup and the rampant leak of classified information, and three, protect our national security. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. We got a pile full of paper here on our desk because we've got a lot of legal actions happening. If you're just joining us, here's what's happened. The Department of Justice is being asked to probe a possibility that senior Department of Justice officials interfered in a terrorism probe involving a refugee, and by the way, a claimed refugee. The individual actually was an insurgent Iraqi who had bragged about killing Americans in Iraq. And this was a spiked arrest. The arrest was about to take place by the Joint Terrorism Task Force and local law enforcement in the Western District of Texas, and the National Security Division Counterterrorism Section in Washington, D.C. spiked the arrest. The guy is now, the terrorist is out loose and in the large, but this happened just days before the investigation. Now, I want to go really quickly to Than, then I'm going to go to Andy Economo. Than, we're concerned, obviously you got a terrorist on the loose, that's concern number one, but number two, this was politically motivated. Possibly. We're going to find that out, and I'm going to give you how we're going to handle the FOIA. But this has got Senator Johnson fully engaged right now. And again, this was not under General Sessions. Well, I need to be clear there. Oh, yeah. This was under Loretta Lynch. So please understand
this
that.
This happened about a week and a day before the presidential election.
Exactly.
So it was clearly done to hurt President Trump.
Well, yeah, then was the Republican
who
nominee.
Who was talking about refugees, yep. Threats to America.
Okay, let's go to Than. Than, what are we finding out? Let's let everybody know
what
you've done.
The evidence on this was so...
Yeah, let me say this. Than has done yeoman's work here this morning and last night. But so I want you to know that we've got this from multiple sources that we're dealing with here. Go ahead, Than.
Well, talking to both the Senate Homeland Security Committee, which is working behind the scenes now, but also other sources directly familiar with both this letter and the facts behind the scenes, Jay, here's the bottom line. There were more than 1,000 of these cases pending, and like Jordan talked about earlier, more than 300 of them involved refugees. But, Jay, the evidence in this case brought this case all the way to the top of that list so that the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the U.S. attorney were ready to arrest this guy and to prosecute him, and then D.C. stopped him. So we're not talking yep. about a run-of-the-mill investigation where there was a suspect that might have been involved in terrorism. This was at the top of that list, and they were ready to arrest him, and a week before the election, he was stopped. That sounds like politics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Andrew Economo is the senior counsel for the ACLJ and former U.S. attorney and former chief of the criminal division for the U.S. attorney's office in the Northern District of Georgia. I got to ask this question to you first, Andy. In your experience as a federal prosecutor for so many years, did you ever have Maine Justice come in and stop the investigation?
I can tell you, I was in the U.S. Attorney's office in Atlanta in the Northern District of Georgia for 5 years, and we were never, ever told by the Department of Justice, Maine Justice, to stop an investigation that we had instituted or that we were looking into.
What about when you had the suspect they were about to arrest in your sights?
Well, that's even more egregious to suggest to me that there was some other motivation here that were then purely legal. Because here, the Western District of Texas, the United States Attorney, apparently had this
individual. Refugee. We don't know his name.
We don't know his name. His name has not been disclosed, but he was a terror suspect, and he was pending arrest.
I think people need to know this. What does pending arrest mean?
Which means that they had probable cause to get an arrest warrant against him for whatever terrorist acts he may have committed committing.
And they certainly had it for visa fraud.
For visa violations.
Yeah, which is a felony. And then, of course, then you can add the terror charges to it. So when I was with Treasury, I never remember the main Treasury coming and saying, stop this. So, Jordan, then you look at the time frame here, and you don't have to be genius to figure out what's going on here. With the acting Assistant Attorney General, by the way, who's still in charge of this office.
Yes, this is when we talk about the shadow government. They are still in place. It's why Jeff Sessions is considering bringing in outside counsel to investigate the wrongdoings of the Obama Department of Justice. By the way, this individual who's still in this position would be part of that investigation of the wrongdoings, because it either came through Loretta Lynch to her or from her directly. Because, listen, we've seen people like Lois Lerner and others act on their own for the political benefit that they thought for the President of the United States. I mean, they're on the IRS situation. Yep. You've got a new piece out today calling for Donald Trump to get rid of Koskinen at the IRS. Also, 7,000 new documents have been uncovered by the IRS related only to the targeting of the conservative groups. So listen, this is playing politics, though, with our national security. This guy is now on the run and could kill Americans. And you can thank President Obama, Loretta Lynch, and this acting director is still in her job, who should be out of her job today.
Right. Call for her removal today. Logan, let's take some. We're getting some questions and comments. I want to go through those. We'll take a call as well. But let's go ahead with some comments.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that someone needs to be held accountable, whether it's a Loretta Lynch or somebody else. Sorry, so many are coming in right now. Why is the mainstream media not really covering this? That's
Fox News broke it. We need to say that, but it's just there's a lot of other news going on right now, so it's hard to break through the system.
Do you want to take a call? Is that what you want to
do? Yeah, let's take a call.
All right, let's go to, well, that's an interesting comment. Let's go to Dan, who's calling in Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call, and thanks so much for all the great work you do. What I'm seeing is that even though the circumstances are different, the motivation is the exact same as the Benghazi scandal.
Yeah, well, I think, look, it's the cover-up aspect of it. I want to reset this for everybody, though, because of our expertise in these areas. So I'll go over in a little bit the FOIA plan here, what we're going to do legally. But I want Andy Economo, again, senior counsel with the ACLJ, but former U.S. attorney. If you've got an arrest warrant and you are the U.S. attorney, in this particular case, it was in the Western District of Texas.
That's right.
In conjunction with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So those would be the two agencies within DOJ that would be working on this case. And then the National Security Vision Counterterrorism Section comes in and say, stop. This is really unprecedented. When you've got the person ready to go,
it's almost impossible for me to believe that this occurred, because when you have a suspect and he's pending arrest, that is to say, an arrest of this suspect is imminent for visa violations or terrorism violations, whatever the violation may be. I have never heard of Maine Justice or anybody in Maine Justice giving a directive: do not arrest this person, do not proceed with the investigation, stop what you're doing.
Which is precisely what's apparently is what happened here. Now, there's going to be a full investigation of this.
Well, what Andy just said is why the Hill sources that I talked to today are so alarmed, Jay, because, look, there was not a dispute on this. There was consensus. This was a bad guy. This was a terrorist suspect. This was someone they had a lot of evidence on, and there was no dispute about whether or not they should prosecute. They wanted to prosecute, and D.C. stopped him. Jay, so, when politics get in front of policy, it's a problem. When it gets in front of national security, it's really dangerous.
All right, let's take a call, and then I want to talk to Jordan about how we're going to proceed on this FOIA thing. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go to a call. Let's do Leonard in Seattle, a pretty straightforward question.
Hey, Leonard.
Yeah, I do have a straightforward question. I want to know who screwed this up royally.
Well, look, I mean, I want to be clear here. This was under Loretta Lynch's attorney general. She was the attorney general. She's ultimately responsible. But Jordan just added one that gives it a little bit more.
It's the President of the United States who is President Obama, who continually put our country at risk through the refugees he's allowed in. Now 300 of those are being investigated for being terrorists. This one they caught, and his attorney general let them go against the wishes of our U.S. attorneys that he appointed even to prosecute him. So ultimately, when blood is shed, and this person shed the blood of American soldiers, and the president allows them to run free in the United States of America, it is President Obama whose blood is on their hands, especially already American troops' blood on his hands. Next will be, what if this guy does something? What if he's cell out. Leader? I mean, we don't know.
He's when they say that he's at large, and by the way, they had him in their sights, so he's at large. What does that mean?
That means he's on the loose. He's somewhere in the United States or anywhere else in the world, possibly, but he is at large, which means that he is not under any kind of apprehension or not under any a kind of restraint.
He's walking around with a regular refugee card. He's got his paperwork.
He's got his credentials. So, you know, right now he could meld into the population.
Driver's license, rent a big van, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is the problem with when you play politics with terrorism, and that's what the Department of Justice did under President Obama for so many years. That's why Jeff Sessions has
a big job.
A big job to correct.
All right. What do you want to do here, Logan? Call or comment? Your call.
A lot of people wonder why this didn't come out sooner. Well, it's only been a few months, but it takes a while for this stuff to get processed.
Look, first, it's been out 24 hours public. Senator Johnson's letter, Than, I think went in a couple weeks back, correct?
That's correct, but the answer to the question, Jay, is because DOJ spiked it. I mean, that closed the case. That's why we don't know where this guy is. That's what we have to keep reiterating.
Yeah, I mean, this case is closed. By the way, right now, the case against this guy, Andy, is closed, which means...
Well, he can do whatever he wants to do is what it means, quite frankly, because the Department of Justice, the last existing order is do not proceed further with respect to this terrorist.
I want Andy to say this again. Now, understand, this is a guy that took up arms against the United States. The current status under a DOJ procedure, Department of Justice procedure, would be what?
Well, you mean doing anything. That means we're not doing anything with respect to this person. We're not looking for him. We don't have a be on the lookout for him. We don't have anything that would indicate that we're interested in apprehending him again.
I suspect that will change with Attorney General Sessions. But like Jordan said, Mary McCord, the assistant AG, I'd like to put her under oath. But I'm gonna lay out after the break how we do the FOIA.
They are still in place.
I know.
And I can't even imagine how many hundreds of people there are
thousands.
Like her. And her deputies.
Thousands.
That have got to be replaced by, again, she was put in as acting, so she didn't have to get confirmed.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's even a confirmed position, but if it is, and you see the Democrats delay, so what? Fire her, put in an acting person.
All right, we come back from the break. I'm going to lay out the plan. We've got one here at the ACLJ. We're not just talking about it. We're going to take some action on it. We'll be back with more, including calls, in just a moment. 800-684-3110. Stay tuned. A lot more ahead.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. This dramatically endangers our national security and has led to dangerous classified leaks. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We're filing legal demands of the bureaucracy to, number one, expose the actions of the corrupt Obama administration, two, stop the soft coup and the rampant leak of classified information, and three, protect our national security. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. So Senator Johnson has sent a letter into the Attorney General asking for an investigation on the possibility that senior Department of Justice officials interfered in terrorism probe involving a so-called refugee just prior to the November election in an effort to deny the then Republican candidate Donald Trump momentum in the election. The individual had taken up arms against the United States in Iraq. He had bragged about the fact that he had killed U.S. soldiers, and what had happened was the National Security Division Counterterrorism Section, which is part of DOJ, stopped the U.S. Attorney's Office from proceeding. So, Andy, how would that, Andy Economo, senior counsel for the ACLJ, former U.S. attorney, what would that actually mean? I mean, what would actually happen?
Well, that would mean that they were aware of the fact that there was an investigation being conducted by the United States attorney in the Western District of Texas with respect to a terrorist refugee. The U.S. attorney would have no doubt given them all the details with respect to this person and what the charges might be and what the evidence might be. And somebody from the Justice Department, either verbally or in writing, we don't know, it could be either way, would have given a directive that you are not to pursue this further and you're to let him go.
Okay, so what we're going to do is our team is going to develop a Freedom of Information Act request to the Department of Justice. We are not going to ask for records on the terrorist himself because that needs to be investigated by the government. We don't want to interfere with that. But we are going to ask for records on who ordered the delay and the communications between, for instance, the National Security Division's Counterterrorism Unit and the Joint Terrorism Task Force about delaying or blocking the arrest or the investigation or anything it relates to there. So we will send a FOIA request to Maine Justice, to the Office of the Attorney General, to the National Security Division's Counterterrorism Section, and to the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio, possibly the FBI, maybe again the Joint Terrorism Task Force. All right, we got to pound through calls here, Logan. Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Wanda in Seattle on line three. You're on the air.
Wanda, go ahead quickly, please.
Tell you guys, I really seriously hope that Jeff Sessions really pursues what he is thinking about going outside of the government because this is so atrocious. And as far as treason is concerned, I thought under Obama, 2012, Benghazi, another caller had mentioned it. I knew then, and you guys were on top of it, and that thing got shut down so fast because of the
treason.
Barack.
To get a treason out of the Senate, it takes a 2/3 vote. I mean, that's a very high standard. Go ahead, Jordan.
By the way, we were talking about Jim Comey and how this could be part of the reason why he's dismissed. Ben Sisney, he's listening very carefully right now to our show. From our attorney, he handles a lot of our FOIA issues. The FBI is part of that Joint Terrorism Task Force that was pressured. So he allowed that pressure on the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he could have stood up for them. But instead,
James Comey
bowed down to Loretta Lynch and the Obama administration.
Yep,
he is a man loyal to no one, and that should be good for an FBI director, except for one who inserts himself into every possible situation, like
including presidential elections
and investigations. Like he never stands up for what appears to be the right thing. Bad investigation of Hillary Clinton, and then was bad to Hillary Clinton, honestly.
Yep. All right, go ahead.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Debbie, who's calling in Akron, Ohio. You're on the air.
Debbie, quickly, please. We're trying to hit five calls in 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I got a question. You said something before about being able to get rid of some of these bureaucrats easier, and I think it was through Congress. Is there any way we could
No. I think to get rid of the bureaucrats, it's going to take the age. Well, I think Congress needs to change the law so it's merit employment. You could just fire people. Right now, it's a mess. It's almost like life tenure. But what Jeff Sessions, Andy, has to do is, and this is where we can help, is determine who's causing these problems. And it's a lot of people in these agencies.
Well, that's absolutely true. And let me just say this. I know Jeff Sessions. I happened to be in the U.S. Attorney's office in Atlanta when he was the U.S. attorney in Mobile. He is a man of impeccable credentials and absolute honesty and trustworthiness. We are fortunate to have Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General of the United States. And when he says that he may look outside the Department of Justice for independent counsel to investigate this situation that we've been talking about, that's an absolutely good decision to make.
Jordan wants it to be us.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just thinking that people that we've been on top of this with FOIAs, we've been on top of this the former administration. And I think that, listen, it may upset a lot of Democrats and liberals, but guess what? This is to go after this is what Jeff said to say, is to go after
these
the
entrenched
Obama.
Bureaucrats.
And guess
right.
what? It takes very tough people to go after Eric Holder
Absolutely.
And these folks. And I think that a lot of lawyers, they just don't have what we have. Because we've been able to go against up against the ACLU and those types. We are just as brash, just as mean, just as tough.
There you go. That's mean, good. Brash, and tough. Yes.
Well, rude, obnoxious, and aggressive.
That's what they say.
Chris in Washington, you're on the air.
But not Logan.
Logan's nice. Read what they tell me.
All right, go ahead, Chris. You're on.
If we can't fire these people, I heard that they can be relocated to another state.
That is, they can be relocated to another position. And that is something that I think that's a good step one here in this process. That is absolutely something going to happen. Thanks for the call, Chris. All right, Logan.
Continuing on.
Yep.
Let's go to Danny in North Carolina.
Danny, go ahead.
Yes, my question is, can the officers involved in this case come forward and talk about the case?
No, not when there's an ongoing the investigation can happen. The whistleblower could happen, an investigation. And there may have been a whistleblower. But you don't want to interfere with the investigation, nor do we. Right, Jordan? I mean, we're not going to do that.
No, not at all. That's not what our FOIA is. Our FOIA is about the decision-making process of Department of Justice, not what the Joint Terrorism Task Force, they locate. But somebody told Congress here. So there was somebody who did the right thing and came forward.
Yeah, so I think we should say that. Somebody did come forward
here.
That's
the correct kind of whistleblower, not a leaker.
Right. Yeah, they didn't give out any documents. For instance, Ron Johnson's letter is still not public, right?
That's correct. And in fact, he has not released it. And I will just say this. The committee does have access to some of those recommendations, and I think they're doing their job. That's why we're talking about it today, Jay, because it came forward that he uncovered it.
All right.
Yvonne, Portland, line one. You're
go
on
ahead,
the air.
Yvonne.
Yes, I'm just hoping that this can hit all the news stations, not just a few, and especially CNN. Is there any way?
Well, I don't think they'll cover it. I mean, I think the media bias is just, I'll just answer that quickly for you. I don't think they're going to cover it because this happened a week before the election for president of the United States. I mean, understand the timing here was not coincidental. All right, let's grab this last call.
All right, Clifford in Kansas City.
Hey, Clifford, go ahead.
Hey, I just hope that we can get this man's face and name out on the national news and social media.
You're talking about the individual terrorist?
Should be.
Yes.
Okay, so Andy, let me ask you this. To do that, To reopen, you'd have to reopen the file. That file, from what we're understanding, that file has been closed. So it would have to be, they, quote, spiked the arrest. So what would have to happen?
Well, the Attorney General's office, the Department of Justice, would have to reopen the investigation. And what was interesting is if this woman who is the acting Attorney General is the one who had the investigation stopped, into this terrorist suspect, it's highly unlikely that she is going to be the one to reopen it again. This would have to come, it seems to me, from the Attorney General.
This is the acting Assistant Attorney General talking about for National Security, Mary McCord.
And I would like to say to that caller's question, the issue with like CNN and those reporting it is that the only way it comes up is if someone who is a guest, conservative probably, brings it up. And the problem with CNN is they just shut them down and they dismiss them and they talk over them. And so I think it's got to reach that level of this is a national security. There's a man on the run who is a national security threat to our country because of President Obama and Loretta Lynch. And this is something great for the Trump team to run with.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a horrible situation.
It's horrible, but they need to push it out to the American people.
All right, so Logan, let folks know how they can stay engaged with this. And I do want to ask you to support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We're our second week on our March Matching Challenge.
A great place to support the ACLJ as well as to get all of our content at ACLJ.org. We can find this show, other content we produce each and every day. You can also get us archived later on the ACLJ website, the ACLJ app, and on the JSecure Live podcast. And if you're watching or liking us on Facebook today, we're going to have a bonus show coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do one of our policy roundtables later this afternoon on Facebook and Periscope, so you want to stay tuned for that a little bit later.
Make sure you go and subscribe to the page on Facebook and follow us on Periscope for that coming up a little bit later today. You can do it. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. Add your name to our new petition to stop the shadow government and protect our national security. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name.